Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Тексты прозвучат 2 раза. После каждого прослушивания текстов у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. Задание 1.4. Вы услышите 4 коротких текста, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D. В заданиях 1.4 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись 2. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. Text A. Hi everyone. I'd like to give you some advice on our hiking holiday. Tomorrow, I'll be waiting for you at the railway station at 8 a.m. It's hot, but anyway, don't go with bare legs. Our route goes through bushes and rocky hills. Wear comfortable jeans or sport trousers. If you don't want your legs to be scratched and mosquito-bitten. Do not forget water, but don't take much food. We'll be taking breaks at places equipped with barbecues, where we can enjoy baked and grilled food. Text B.
Hi, Steve. It's Mary. I've already ordered a cherry cake for Mum's birthday, so don't worry about it. Now I'm in the shopping center looking for a present for Mum, from both of us. I found nothing except a large indoor plant and a ceramic pot. At first, I wanted to buy her an umbrella, but they all had an awful flower print, which I think she won't like. As for the green plant, she's always liked things like that. If you agree, I'll pay and order the delivery. Bye!
Text C. You are always busy at weekends, Nancy. What is wrong?
Nothing, Max. I just have to help my mom in her vet clinic. They're doing some renovations there.
Oh, yeah. Small family business always requires time and effort. Are you going to work as a vet, too? Together with your mom?
She'd be happy. My sister is allergic to cats, dogs, and whatever. So I'm mom's only hope of taking over the clinic, which she's so proud of. But...
Don't tell me you don't like animals.
Of course I do, but I've always dreamed of a career in professional sports, which can't be combined with running a clinic.
No, it can't. Text D.
It's almost lunchtime. Are you hungry, Ron?
No, Alice, not really. Though I wouldn't mind some pancakes with strawberry jam.
I wouldn't mind pancakes either, but sorry. We've got neither eggs nor milk to make them. What we can make is either spaghetti or sandwiches with ham and cheese.
You know what I'll choose, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I know that you're happy to eat spaghetti 3 times a day. Okay, I'll have it too, so as not to cook anything else. Would you like your spaghetti with some sauce or with salad?
With tomato sauce, please.
It would be nice of you to help me set the table.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Text A. Hi, everyone. I'd like to give you some advice on our hiking holiday. Tomorrow, I'll be waiting for you at the railway station at 8 a.m. It's hot, but anyway, don't go with bare legs. Our route goes through bushes and rocky hills. Wear comfortable jeans or sport trousers. If you don't want your legs to be scratched and mosquito-bitten, do not forget water, but don't take much food. We'll be taking breaks at places equipped with barbecues, where we can enjoy baked and grilled food. Text B.
Hi, Steve. It's Mary. I've already ordered a cherry cake for Mum's birthday, so don't worry about it. Now I'm in the shopping center looking for a present for Mum, from both of us. I found nothing except a large indoor plant and a ceramic pot. At first, I wanted to buy her an umbrella, but they all had an awful flower print, which I think she won't like. As for the green plant, she's always liked things like that. If you agree, I'll pay and order the delivery. Bye.
Text C. You are always busy at weekends, Nancy. What is wrong?
Nothing, Max. I just have to help my mom in her vet clinic. They're doing some renovations there.
Oh, yeah. Small family business always requires time and effort. Are you going to work as a vet too? Together with your mom?
She'd be happy. My sister is allergic to cats, dogs, and whatever, so I'm mom's only hope of taking over the clinic, which she's so proud of. But...
Don't tell me you don't like animals.
Of course I do. But I've always dreamed of a career in professional sports, which can't be combined with running a clinic.
No, it can't. Text D.
It's almost lunchtime. Are you hungry, Ron?
No, Alice, not really. Though I wouldn't mind some pancakes with strawberry jam.
I wouldn't mind pancakes either, but sorry, we've got neither eggs nor milk to make them. What we can make is either spaghetti or sandwiches with ham and cheese.
You know what I'll choose, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I know that you're happy to eat spaghetti 3 times a day. Okay, I'll have it too, so as not to cook anything else. Would you like your spaghetti with some sauce or with salad?
With tomato sauce, please.
It would be nice of you to help me set the table.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 5. Вы готовите тематическую радиопередачу с высказываниями 5 разных людей, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D, E. Подберите каждому высказыванию соответствующую его содержанию рубрику из списка 1-6. Используйте каждую рубрику из списка только один раз. В списке есть одна лишняя рубрика. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Good afternoon. Today we have asked 5 people to give us a short interview and share their opinions about films and cinema. Now we would like to present their opinions to you. Speaker A.
Don't get me wrong. I love watching films on a big screen, but the rest of the experience is pretty awful. Just imagine. You're in the cinema, ready to see the film, and someone next to you has a bag of popcorn or a bag of sweets. So they open it up halfway through the film, and, to make things worse, they start chewing loudly. That drives me mad. Or even worse, they talk on their cell phones through the entire movie and start kicking the back of my chair, accidentally or otherwise.
Speaker B. There are different ways to choose a good film to watch. Personally, I always read the official reviews on the internet. I believe the things that professional critics say about the plot, the acting, and the shooting. If they say the film is worth seeing, I go and see it. Apart from that, I rely on my friends' opinions, as our tastes in films are quite similar. They know what genres I like, and which I don't. In most cases, these recommendations are more than enough for me. Speaker C.
I am sure that it is one of the most celebrated films in the entire history of filmmaking. A great all-time classic. It has everything that makes it just fantastic. A talented director, a perfect cast, a great soundtrack, a touching story, you name it. The shooting and acting are superb. It's not an epic, nor a horror, but a drama that will suit most viewers' tastes. It is absolutely essential to watch it at least once. Personally, I watch it every time I feel sad or disappointed. It just lifts up my mood.
Speaker D. I am a great cinema and film fan. However, there are some genres I never watch. Like, I don't watch horror films. They seem to be all about the scare factor, and in most cases, they don't have a good story or plot. You'll never see me watching an action film either. They are almost always the same. The good guys try to save the world. No special characters, nothing that makes me interested in the story. And I am not interested in seeing fights and car races for hours and hours. Speaker E.
I don't like going to the cinema. I haven't been there almost 10 years. I don't do well sitting and doing one thing for an hour and a half. I don't feel safe. Plus, I can't make myself pay for a ticket and spend that much money on snacks only to sit in the dark and focus on one thing. When I'm in my room or in the kitchen, I can do other things while I'm watching a movie, like having a snack or making dinner. Then I can pause it anytime I need, so it's really convenient.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Good afternoon. Today we have asked 5 people to give us a short interview and share their opinions about films and cinema. Now we would like to present their opinions to you. Speaker A.
Don't get me wrong. I love watching films on a big screen, but the rest of the experience is pretty awful. Just imagine. You're in the cinema, ready to see the film, and someone next to you has a bag of popcorn or a bag of sweets. So they open it up halfway through the film, and, to make things worse, they start chewing loudly. That drives me mad. Or even worse, they talk on their cell phones through the entire movie and start kicking the back of my chair, accidentally or otherwise.
Speaker B. There are different ways to choose a good film to watch. Personally, I always read the official reviews on the internet. I believe the things that professional critics say about the plot, the acting, and the shooting. If they say the film is worth seeing, I go and see it. Apart from that, I rely on my friends' opinions, as our tastes in films are quite similar. They know what genres I like, and which I don't. In most cases, these recommendations are more than enough for me. Speaker C.
I am sure that it is one of the most celebrated films in the entire history of filmmaking. A great all-time classic. It has everything that makes it just fantastic. A talented director, a perfect cast, a great soundtrack, a touching story, you name it. The shooting and acting are superb. It's not an epic, nor a horror, but a drama that will suit most viewers' tastes. It is absolutely essential to watch it at least once. Personally, I watch it every time I feel sad or disappointed. It just lifts up my mood.
Speaker D. I am a great cinema and film fan. However, there are some genres I never watch. Like, I don't watch horror films. They seem to be all about the scare factor, and in most cases, they don't have a good story or plot. You'll never see me watching an action film either. They are almost always the same. The good guys try to save the world. No special characters. Nothing that makes me interested in the story. And I am not interested in seeing fights and car races for hours and hours. Speaker E.
I don't like going to the cinema. I haven't been there almost 10 years. I don't do well sitting and doing one thing for an hour and a half. I don't feel safe. Plus, I can't make myself pay for a ticket and spend that much money on snacks only to sit in the dark and focus on one thing. When I'm in my room or in the kitchen, I can do other things while I'm watching a movie, like having a snack or making dinner. Then I can pause it anytime I need, so it's really convenient.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 6.11. Вы помогаете своему другу, юному радиожурналисту, проанализировать подготовленное им для передачи интервью. Прослушайте аудиозапись интервью и занесите данные в таблицу. Вы можете вписать не более одного слова без артиклей из прозвучавшего текста. Числа необходимо записывать буквами. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. First of all, I would like to thank you for agreeing to take part in our survey. It's really very important for us.
My pleasure.
I see that you've just left the library. Do you often go there to borrow books?
In fact, I was in the library for a different reason. I work there. I'm a librarian.
So you are a librarian, aren't you? Okay. Have you ever worked in any other places?
Of course. I've worked as a waitress, a secretary, an office manager, and whatever. This is my 12th job, in fact.
You've already tried 12 different jobs? Fantastic.
Yes, I enjoy trying new things and learning new skills.
Right, can I ask you about the foreign languages you speak?
Of course. The language I learned in college was Chinese, and I'm still learning it. Because you can never speak Chinese well enough.
Oh, it's so difficult. Why didn't you choose Spanish or German?
I don't know why. I just wanted to learn Chinese.
What is your hobby? What do you do for pleasure? Do you like drawing or dancing?
No. I like traveling. It's my real hobby. And my favorite destination is China. I've been there several times and will go again. It's an amazing country and can see much more there if you speak their language.
Right.
Chinese culture, art, and music are very different from ours.
Can you play any traditional musical instruments?
Do you mean the Chinese bamboo flute? No, but I play the piano. Well enough. I took piano classes when I was at school, and my teacher was very good. She taught me to feel and love music.
And what about sports? What do you do to keep fit?
I go jogging. I would like to go swimming, but there's no swimming pool nearby, so I jog almost every evening.
Evening?
Yes. I prefer jogging in the evening, not in the morning like most people do. I hate getting up early, and evenings are better for me.
I see. And one more question. You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again. First of all, I would like to thank you for agreeing to take part in our survey. It's really very important for us.
My pleasure.
I see that you've just left the library. Do you often go there to borrow books?
In fact, I was in the library for a different reason. I work there. I'm a librarian.
So you are a librarian, aren't you? Okay. Have you ever worked in any other places?
Of course. I've worked as a waitress, a secretary, an office manager, and whatever. This is my 12th job, in fact.
You've already tried 12 different jobs? Fantastic.
Yes, I enjoy trying new things and learning new skills.
Right, can I ask you about the foreign languages you speak?
Of course. The language I learned in college was Chinese. And I'm still learning it, because you can never speak Chinese well enough.
Oh, it's so difficult. Why didn't you choose Spanish or German?
I don't know why. I just wanted to learn Chinese.
What is your hobby? What do you do for pleasure? Do you like drawing or dancing?
No. I like traveling. It's my real hobby. And my favorite destination is China. I've been there several times and will go again. It's an amazing country and can see much more there if you speak their language.
Right.
Chinese culture, art, and music are very different from ours.
Can you play any traditional musical instruments?
Do you mean the Chinese bamboo flute? No, but I play the piano. Well enough. I took piano classes when I was at school, and my teacher was very good. She taught me to feel and love music.
And what about sports? What do you do to keep fit?
I go jogging. I would like to go swimming, but there's no swimming pool nearby, so I jog almost every evening.
Evening?
Yes. I prefer jogging in the evening, not in the morning like most people do. I hate getting up early, and evenings are better for me.
I see. And one more question. This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.